Live from the Allstate Skyline Studio.
Steve Cochran on 720 WGN. La, 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 la. La, la,
la, la. 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman in for Steve Cochran. Welcome to CLTV, as well as 720 WGN. Dave Ennett, Jen DeSalvo, and Steve Brzanich here. Also in the studio, you may recognize this voice. You want to play kind of a radio game
sure.
for this next guest?
Oh, that's
so
a great idea.
You can just say something, say what you had for breakfast or something, see if people recognize this voice.
Hi, everyone. I had coffee for breakfast.
Andrea Darlis,
WGN.
There she is. Hi, Andrea. How are you?
Hey, Justin, Dave, Jen, Steve. I missed you guys. Love
yes.
you guys.
AD.
Hi, everyone at CLTV.
There Welcome you go. Up. Andrea here because, of course, if you're downtown in Chicago today, you may be aware or questioning why there's so much blue and orange all over downtown. It's because today is Illini Fest in Millennium Park, an awesome display of the alumni and the presence of the University of Illinois in Chicago. There are going to be all sorts of people there. They're expected 3,000 people. It's actually from 3 to 6 p.m., so it's right before the heat. It takes over. It's a perfect thing to do this afternoon. Illini Fest, that's going to have Coach Lovie Smith going to be there, as well as the Chancellor, Robert Jones, who's in studio with us. Dr. Jones, thanks for being here.
Thank you. It's my great honor to be here.
Okay. And also, I also want to say Eric Miner's here, Chief Marketing Officer, and Andrea, of course. Everybody's here. You guys have all come up from Champaign, Urbana, yeah. to make the trek to Chicago. But let's talk about this. Why Illini Fest? Why Chicago?
Well, we are trying to remind people that we have more than 200,000 alums in
wow.
this great city. And we feel that oftentimes we don't spend enough time making sure our alums understand and have a chance to brag and boast about their university being physically present here because, you know, we're kind of anchored in Urbana-Champaign, but because of our land-grant mission, we have an obligation to be all over the state of Illinois. And from my perspective as chancellor and from Eric's perspective as the chief marketing officer, we have to have more visibility here in the city of Chicago. We've got to brag and we've got to boast. And we have to remind people that we are the land-grant university for the state. And just to also remind folks, we are the original Big Ten University,
Ooh,
not only for the
sounds
state,
like a parting shot there,
but,
Dave.
Which includes the city of Chicago.
Well, Eric, do you think people forget that? You know, because I grew up in the Chicago area, and I know the presence of the University of Illinois, but there's a lot of competition because the Big Ten has so many schools in the Midwest that feed into Chicago. When people are done at the school, they come become residents of the city of Chicago. So do you have to remind people of the presence of the University of Illinois here?
Well, we're going to do that today and in the future. Most of the students will go to the University of Illinois out of the state of Illinois, so they know about it, but we're just reminding everybody else, and we're getting them excited. You know, we're bringing it to them from Champaign-Urbana. We're bringing it to Chicago. I'm just going to celebrate.
Is it easy, Andrea? Is it easy to get people excited about University of Illinois?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, and you know what? When I took the job here at the University of Illinois, people were emailing, you know, just Dana Kozlov, Ryan Baker, Tom Tunney, Carlos Ramirez Rosa. They're all going to be there today, too. But just people saying, hey, I went there. I'm an alum. You know, it's a who's who, basically, in Chicago of alums from the University
Absolutely.
Of Illinois. So it makes you very proud. Very proud.
Well, the Illini Fest is at Park Grill Plaza. It's from 3 to 6 p.m. today. Food, drinks, entertainment. As many as 3,000 people expected to attend. And like I said, the chancellor will be there as well as Coach Lovie Smith. A lot of people are going to know the University of Illinois because of the athletics program, and obviously they get big billing when it comes to football and basketball. But the school itself, when we talk about it being the center of a network of schools in the or in the state of Illinois, how important is it for you guys to be known academically as well as for your athletics?
Well, it's critically important. In fact, that is one of the things that we are very well known for is our academic programs. You know, we're very, very proud of the fact that even though we play space down in Urbana-Champaign, we produce 23 Nobel laureates, a lot of the contemporary companies that are at the top of the mind for any generations, not only just in young generations, you know, from PayPal to YouTube to Tesla. You name it. That university has played a role in shaping those businesses that serve society. And I'm oftentimes state the expression that no matter wherever you are in this ever-changing world, you literally can't go a day without being influenced or having the opportunity to benefit from some innovation that came out of Illinois. And it's just amazing to us that more people are not aware of the contribution that this state public research university has made to the state and to the nation, and Illini Fest and all the other things that we're doing are part of that effort to try to kind of rebrand the university and so that it becomes top of the mind of people not only in the state but across the nation and across the world.
Let's do this. Let's take a break so we can stay on time, because I want to talk to you not only about public funding. We saw out of Springfield for the first time a package for colleges. We want to talk about tuition and other issues that are facing higher education. Chancellor Jones in studio from the University of Illinois. Eric Miner as well, Chief Marketing Officer. Andrea Darlis, she used to work at GN, I think. Not sure how that worked.
I still dabble.
She's got this big fancy title now with the University of Illinois, which no one can remember.
When we come back, it'll be memories, Andre and Dave memories.
Yeah, we're just going to talk about old times.
Right. He'll call me Angela. We'll have good. We'll reminisce.
Can we have you announce the show?
I'll start it. Right? Yeah,
there you go.
When we come back,
Illini Fest this afternoon, 3 to 6 at the Park Grill Plaza in Millennium Park.
Back to the Steve Cochran Show.
Illini Fest coming up. Today, 3 to 6 at the Park Grill in Millennium Park. If you see a lot of people walking around with blue and orange, it's not some sort of cooling clothing. It's the colors for the University of Illinois. In studio, Chancellor Robert Jones, Dr. Robert Jones, Eric Miner, who's the Chief Marketing Officer, and Andrea Darlis in her new capacity as the what is your title? What's your official title?
My title, Dave. You want to tell people my title?
It's got something to do with engagement.
Yes, senior director of constituent engagement.
Oh, that's nice. Well, let's talk about something. And since we have the brass up in Chicago in studio this morning, let's talk about some of the issues for University of Illinois. First, I'm always interested. Let's talk about the state. The state has had a couple of years, more than a couple now, where they just stopped funding higher education. And we've seen that passed on in tuition and other places. But there was a big issue that the state of Illinois was not funding any of the higher education universities and colleges in the area. That's changed under Governor Pritzker. A package came out of Springfield this spring. What does that mean for you? Do you need the money from the state? And when you get it, what do you do with it?
Well, we certainly need the resources because I think people will recall that over the last decade, we have not had a complete capital budget. That didn't stop us from building the necessary buildings that were required for us to move our agenda forward. But now, with the, basically $1.9 billion that we've received for the state, and we're very pleased that $394 million of that is coming to Urbana-Champaign, to drive some of the projects that's going to really help position this university to be at the top of the innovation chain as it relates to everything from quantum computing, which is going to be taking this world by storm, and through a partnership with the University of Chicago, we want the epicenter for that to be right here in Chicago,
right,
in the state of Illinois. So it's going to be transformative, and there are a lot of other projects that involves AI, the data sciences, which we also must be a leader on. But it provides support for things that are not necessarily glamorous. We have probably about $500 million or so in deferred maintenance, and the money that we got for that part of our budget as well is going to be absolutely critically important to take care of health and safety issues on campus as well. So this is huge for us. We haven't had a budget this big all around in quite some time.
What, when we talk about tuition, and obviously people paying attention to the kids that are going to the University of Illinois or any Illinois schools, they think about how much it's going to cost. There has been such a push you've seen in this election cycle from candidates to say, hey, we should have free tuition. We should have college for everybody, universal free student debt forgiveness, all that kind of stuff. When it comes to how much of that is happening right now, how much when it comes to scholarships and other programs and projects that you're doing at the university, are kids in the state of Illinois getting free education?
It's a higher percentage that are basically attending and graduating with little or no debt, is one way of looking at it. And we are very proud that our university of Illinois Urbana-Champaign, has one of the highest percentage of folks that graduate with no debt among our peers, and those that graduate with debt on average is about 24,000, 4,000 to 5,000 less than the national average. And so we work very hard on that front, notwithstanding the required increases in tuition that we had to pass on because of the change in the funding models from the state. But at the same time, we worked on the other end to keep it affordable by helping students to in multiple ways through scholarships and other forms of financial aid afford an education. And what's great about that is that students graduate from our university, they go on and to remarkable careers, and on average they make higher salaries starting out than if they were graduating from another university in our peer group. So yeah, we're very, very proud of that. But keeping education accessible and affordable, and it's the fact that tuition has risen so much of late, why all the political rhetoric now about free tuition, right, et cetera. But we're doing our part and trying to innovate in our own way in that regard.
I always think about it because you'll get a pushback because as college becomes more expensive across the board, not just University of Illinois, but everywhere, private schools everywhere, you see a lot of parents that'll say, I'm willing to invest this money in my child's future, but they're getting out of college and there's no guarantee that they're going to get into the field that they studied. I mean, this an issue that I had when I was in the 90s has been exacerbated now in 2019, where studies come out where it becomes some are even questioning whether or not we need a college education. What do you do when it comes to competition to sell the University of Illinois against that notion, against the idea that people think college is too expensive?
Well, we work very hard to make sure people understand that notwithstanding some of the dialogue and rhetoric going on, a college education is still the best path forward for the majority, I think, of our college-going population. The data clearly supports that. And I think people have to get away from the notion of getting a degree, you go to work in that field, and you do that till you retire. Our students change jobs 4, 5, 6 times in the course of a decade, let alone a career. So the world has dramatically changed where you're not preparing students exactly for a particular career, but preparing them to be critical thinkers and giving them the skill set to not only be prepared for other jobs that others are creating, but be a source of innovation that creates the jobs for the future. That's the role of a public land-grant university, and something I think we do extremely
well. There's so many things that we could talk about, and we're out of time, but we could talk about the 78, which is the University of Illinois has a big part of. We talked about that a little bit with the partnership with the University of Chicago. We could talk about just the competition for not just students in state, but the continuing competition for foreign students to come, to international students to come in, which I've seen studies that's waned a little bit. You saw a boom of Asian students coming to the University of Illinois, and that's kind of leveled off. So we'll talk about that at some other point. Next time you guys come into town, if that works. Eric Miner, Chancellor Robert Jones, and Andrea Darlis. Great to see you, Andrea.
I'm
spoiled here at the station because I get to see Andrea every Monday night because she does the reporter show, the roundtable, and I'm on right after her. But the guys like Dave and Jen and Steve, they never get to see her. So
I see her once in a while.
Oh, once in a while. We'll go have dinner and reminisce.
Anyway, yeah, right. Illini Fest is it's this afternoon, 3 to 6, Park Grill and Millennium Park, going down for the University of Illini alumni. But anybody can go, and it's going to be not just the brass at the university, but Coach Lovie Smith will be there, and others celebrating the University of Illinois and its contributions to Chicago. That's coming up today, 3 to 6, Park Grill.